Holy crap, it's the new Crab Diving Podcast. Oh, hey, everybody. God. How's it going?
Oh, my God. Great. I'm having a great afternoon.
That's Ryan Pfeiffer, who's having a great afternoon.
And that guy over there is Patrick Vile.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in. We just got through watching, what's it called? Tavis Smiley presents poverty in America.
Right. As we're posting chicks with big boobs and flashing their crotches on one hand.
My friend threw the link to this video up on her Facebook, and I clicked on it because it said, like, watch Cornel West, like really stick it to Newt Gingrich.
Which, he did. Which is what happened, yeah.
Oh, my God. He ripped Newt Gingrich like a big old large white asshole.
Yeah, do yourself a favor and Google Cornel West, Cornel, one L, West. Yeah. He's a professor and an activist, and he can talk, man. He's
amazing.
He's a brilliant speaker, yeah.
I'd love to have him on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Could you imagine? Do you think
Hey, Cornel, what do you think of the guy that fucked the sofa?
Do you think Cornel West would read a Best Hot Girls Picks copy?
Yeah, right.
Would he do one of the readings?
That would
maybe be amazing. He's got
covered.
A great voice.
Right.
We'll
ask him if he'll do a voiceover for us.
So awesome.
Yeah, it was Activism Day. We were sitting here
yep.
putting girls up on the website and on besthotgirlspicks.com. Meanwhile, a lot of people on Facebook were posting stuff that was pissing us off about various various political bullshit and the anti-abortion thing and then the evolution thing.
Oh, yes. That's
nuts.
There
was a state senator in Louisiana. It's kind of going viral. It's on Facebook right now and the video, but there was a state senator in Louisiana.
What's that jerk-off's name?
I don't remember.
Oh,
we'll put a link. But it was he was being asked about, I think it's a school board or something like that. And they're talking about, they want to teach evolution. No, they want to teach creationism alongside of evolution in science class.
Yeah. So for now, we'll just refer to that guy as Senator Fuckface.
In Louisiana.
From the great state of Louisiana.
So this teacher was speaking and Senator Fuckface said something like,
right.
Well, you know, is there evidence? Can you prove to me that evolution is real science? And this woman was trying to explain, well, yes, we can. There's been experimentation. There's been, you know, observation. And she starts to talk about this study with E. coli or whatever.
That irritating scientist was using facts.
I know. How dare
offensive.
She? And he said something to the effect of, well, did the E. coli, did it evolve right there? Did it evolve into a person?
A squeal.
Did it evolve into humans? And she's like, well, no, but it's not going to. It's not. So he doesn't even know. The point was that he doesn't even know what evolution fucking is.
I mean, it's disgusting. It really is. It's
a senator. He is a senator Louisiana. Not from, not a United States senator. Although there are, I'm sure, a share of United States senators who feel the exact same way.
No way.
Oh, sure.
There can't be a senator that is a creation.
Do you remember
right?
the Republican primary, the debate, where they asked him who believes in evolution?
I thought I think those were Congress people and not senators.
Weren't there a couple of senators?
Oh, gosh. Well, whatever. How horrible then. Who was it? I think it was it Dianne Feinstein and
yeah.
Charlie
Rangel. So, yeah, this senator in Louisiana. Decided to,
be a shithead. Shock.
Decided to be. Mike Walsworth is his
Mike
name.
Mike Walsworth.
In Louisiana. Louisiana State Senator Mike Walsworth. Walsworth. Go and we'll put a link to his page.
Yeah, write him.
In Crab Diving. You know, give
Send
him a
an
call.
Email.
Fax him.
Tweet
Send
him.
Him an email.
Twat him.
Tell
yeah.
him what a great representative he is that, you know, he wants to block evolution from science class and put in creationism.
What's his name? What's Senator Fuckface's name?
Senator Fuckface is Mike Walsworth.
Senator Mike Walsworth, congratulations. Per Crab Diving, you are, as Lindsay would say,
a cunt.
I wish we had that. I wish we had a recording of Lindsay saying that. You could drop it in. Oh,
my gosh. We have to get a crab diving mobile unit.
Yeah, and go unit.
So that we can go out so that we can go out and
record Lindsay. And
capture some of these pearls that
a whole string of them.
We did. so we can proudly display our pearl necklace.
Yeah.
So yeah, there was a retired science teacher named Darlene Reeves, who belongs to a group called Repeal Creationism.
Wow.
Or something like that.
I mean, God, it's just what you have to contend with in this country, that you even have to have, those poor people even have to have a group to do this. It's nuts.
And why is America falling behind on science and math? And,
oh, I don't know.
I wonder why.
Wow, because, I mean, we might as well believe in Harry Potter.
Yeah, we're teaching honestly, them that, you know, Jesus
it's came. It's the same difference.
Jesus came riding in on a brontosaur, you know. And
that would be cool.
That's great. Have you ever seen any of those paintings?
Uh-uh.
So there's paintings out there of people who have painted pictures of Jesus, like, riding a dinosaur.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Some of them have Jesus riding a dinosaur holding a gun. Oh. I think they may be making fun of the extreme Christian Everything. Right, possibly. Yeah. What else is going on?
With me, or just in general, I mean, well, not much.
No.
I've been doing some comedy shows at different places. Lots of open mics lately.
Nice.
Oh, you know what? What is going on with me? I've been getting lots of email. Well, crab diving has anyway, and I just want to apologize to the residents of Florida. I'm really sorry. Listen, I know in a few episodes, Pat and I have referred to your state as being trashy, and well, maybe it was just me. But listen, I'm sorry, but look at FARC.
Yeah, if you go to FARC.com,
there's a whole tag for you guys,
which is where I troll some of our stories from. There's a specific tag for Florida alone, just because it's not our fault. A stellar example.
It's not our fault that's where all the crazy news stories come from. It really isn't. But that's where everything nutty happens. It's in Florida.
I don't specifically look for Florida stories. I look for stories that are fucked up and funny.
Yeah,
and just so happens a number of them are in Florida.
You know, if you're tired of being on the crab diving show, don't do stupid things.
Yeah, how about not, you know. Yeah.
Don't act like a wacko.
Don't pull your dick don't pull your dick out and spin it around and pretend it's a taser or something like that one guy did. I've got a couple of stories that are similar to previous stories that we had. They're not real follow-ups, but they're kind of similar.
In the same vein?
Speaking of vein. We talked about all this vaginal rejuvenation.
Oh, right.
We talked about before. And there was a story... There was a story on Jezebel.com. The headline caught my eye for some reason, because the headline is, "Unhappy with your gross vagina?
Shut up.
Why not try the Barbie?" And the Barbie is in quotes. So there's a doctor here, guess name that state, California.
Oh.
There's a doctor who is now specializing in the Barbie. It's a form of labiaplasty where... they go in and basically chop everything off.
Oh, so you look like a Barbie doll.
So you look like smooth like a Barbie doll.
God, what? What the fuck? That's... God, that shouldn't be allowed.
One Southern California doctor says his most popular procedure now is the Barbie, which whacks out the entire labia minora so that only the outer labia are visible, as smooth as plastic.
Oh my God! I mean, how do you feel about that?
How do I feel about that?
I think it's gross.
Yeah,
what a horrible procedure!
I don't think you need to be.
What a horrible elective procedure to put yourself through. The Barbie,
right?
How many people are getting those? That's crazy.
Yeah, he said it's his most popular. It's his most popular procedure right now.
Well, that guy. Should
oh wait,
be,
here the
he
American College
of himself.
The American College of Aesthetic Plastic Surgeons recorded 2,140 vaginal rejuvenation surgeries in 2010.
Oh, but that's not...
The International Society of Aesthetic Plastic Surgeons estimates that 5,200 procedures are performed annually.
Yeah, stop doing it. You guys don't need this.
But it's on the increase.
Well, the truth of the matter is, no matter what, we'll have sex with you. It doesn't matter what it looks like.
Oh, really. And they say it's undoubtedly...
Relax.
The real number is undoubtedly much higher because it doesn't take into account procedures that are done by gynecologists who aren't necessarily members of that aesthetic plastic surgeons society.
Okay.
So there are some gynos who are out there whacking off...
For extra cash.
Lopping off some...
On the side.
Little labia side minora.
God, that seems... You know what? That's odd to me because... Like, as an OBGYN, isn't that your job to kind of protect that part of a woman's body? And then what are you supposed to say? Oh, by the way, FYI, I have this Barbie doll vaginal, you know, side business. If you want to fix this little right. dangly part here. That's fucked up, right. man. That shouldn't be allowed. You can't be that way if you're a doctor.
Well, I don't know that they're necessarily...
What?
Like, advertising that. It's not like they go in for a pap smear and he's like, you know, I can knock these off for you if you
but
want
dude,
to look like
you,
that Barbie doll over there.
If you ran oil change in a body shop and somebody came in to get an oil change and they had a ding, you're like, oh my God, just so you know, I could take that ding out for like $100. You would do that because it's part of your fucking business. You don't think she's like, you know, I could.
Probably. These are.
You know what? If yeah, I just had a crazy thought. If The Wizard of Oz, the movie, was done today, if it was redone, you know that part when Judy Garland goes to.
The gynecologist?
No, yeah.
Is there a part I don't remember from?
Do you remember when she's in the Emerald City and they're like, bum bum bum, and a couple of tra la las?
Yeah, sure, sure.
Buzz buzz here, clip
with
clip
the,
there, and a couple
the horse
of
that kept changing color.
Yeah, they would have a little vaginal rejuvenation sequence.
Oh, God, a clip clip here
and a buzz buzz there,
and a clip clip here.
Oh, how sick. Well, I don't think doctors should be doing that to people.
They're a $2,000 to $6,000 surgery, it says.
Oh, really? Wow. What what's a $2,000 job compared to a $6,000 job look like?
Maybe it depends on how big the labia are.
It's not an enormous area down there. I mean, maybe for some people it is, but I mean what in God's name could be done? I mean, how many different types of styles can you get? Seriously.
No.
Yeah, when you turn it, it's so dumb. It goes the
this thing
sideways.
This story on Jezebel.com mentions an expose that a girl did. Reporter. She went for something called Guernica. I guess it's GuernicaMag.com. And she goes for a labiaplasty. I don't know if she goes through it, but she writes about that, so you can read about that, too. They talk about the result is a clamshell.
Oh, shut the fuck.
Clamshell aesthetic. A smooth genital area. The outer labia appearing sealed together.
Who wants that?
With no labia minora protrusion.
Oh, my God. What?
The doctor said he invented the Barbie in 2005.
Okay, he invented it.
He said he'd been doing more conservative labiaplasties beforehand, but kept getting patients who wanted all of it off.
This guy's Dr. Frankenstein. Really? Really? It's Dr. Frankenstein.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucked up. It's really fucked up. I'm against this. Brother Cornell, how do you feel about it?
Brother, yeah.
Cornell West.
Forget about
so
the,
against
forget
this.
About the equality of the races and you know, making sure that poverty is eradicated.
We
let's,
can't have
let's
this
find
Barbie.
Out what Cornell West thinks about some pussies with flappy lips.
He hates them. Oh, I can't stand them.
It's the hard-hitting stories here on Crab Diving. Just like this one. I've got another one.
What?
This is about a clinic in Chicago.
Yeah.
That is claiming they've opened up, and this is their sole purpose, I believe.
Opened.
Is to... Wow. Their sole purpose is to cure hangovers.
Oh, hey.
It's a hangover clinic.
How do you donate money?
They also say it's like for if after heavy workouts and things like that. They call it the Revive Hydration Clinic.
Ooh.
It's in River North.
You go there and get fluids, right? If you're wasted.
Right, exactly. You get a combination of IV fluids, vitamins, and medication.
Love it.
They say that they can get rid of a hangover, I think, in less than an hour.
Yeah.
$100
Wow. Get rid of your hangover.
I would have done. There were times where I had auditions. Like you have an, when I was in Chicago, you have an audition and you're still vomiting up the tequila from a few hours before. Well, might be worth the $100 sure. to go get an IV.
Way to make it. I mean, it really does make it a negative. That's just going to, boy, let me tell you, if I thought there was a, if there was no consequence on how you behaved the previous night, whatever you did to make it not a consequence,
right?
Invaluable. There's no, you can't put a price tag on that.
Then
no,
when you're rich, you just hire a hot ass nurse.
Right.
To carry this bag of hydration shit with her.
Yeah.
And give you her fluids.
Oh, there's plenty of people into that.
After. Speaking of besthotgirlspicks.com, now might be a good time for our promo.
Yeah, go to besthotgirlspicks.com and look at all the chicks. We have listed.
That's
on
right.
Lots of beautiful girls.
We leave out the pink and brown parts.
Yep.
It's not safe for work, but
it's not. Unless you work at home.
It's not nude.
It's not nude.
We're back on Pinterest.
We are. They banned us for a while, but then they reinstated our.
That's right. They realized that we're not
the value.
The filthy, disgusting, yeah. perverted site.
But we're not prudes either. So
that's exactly right. Go to besthotgirlspicks.com for the latest boobies and
titty news
and
titty
news.
Updates, booby news.
Do I have copy?
Yes, you do. I sent it to you via email.
Emma Watson.
Yep.
From Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Who's now legal. Completely legal.
She also played Nancy Drew.
In all states and all countries, I believe she's completely legal.
Yeah, I think she finally has a 2 in front of her age. Or does she?
She, I believe, is 20.
Oh. Good.
Maybe 19 or 20. Wow, this is her sitting. She's wearing super short shorts.
Super.
She's got stiletto heels.
Yeah.
Her legs are out, presented for everyone to see.
Spreading.
Not up in the air like a lot of the girls on best.girlspicks.com.
Yep.
But she's actually seated with her feet on the floor.
She's looking like a lady.
And she's smiling at the camera.
Yeah, yeah.
So go to Best Hot Girls Picks, look for Emma Watson, and find the one titled Beautiful Model, Hot Actress, Emma Watson, Sexy Heels, Bare Legs. And read along.
Read along.
Beautiful model and hot actress Emma Watson is so sexy in heels and bare legs. This hogwart hottie wanton wizard has her wand stiffening spell refined to a sexy science.
It's good.
I'm out of breath.
Okay. You're doing good.
The model actress looks way attractive and classy in the Marie Claire UK shoot. I just wish this modern day Nancy Drew would have gone down the sexy Miley Cyrus penis cake route, as discussed on the very first episode of the Crab Diving Podcast. Call to action, jerkers! If you want Emma Watson in Playboy full frontal style, let Best Hot Girls Picks know and type yes into the comment section below. Great pick, squirt.
Wouldn't that be great? Do we ever see Emma Watson doing Playboy, yes or no?
No, I think she's going to go I think she's a respected actress. I
Cornel West, do you ever see Emma Watson doing Playboy, yes or no?
So that's it. Go to besthotgirlspicks.com. Leaving out the pink and brown.
Bam.
I got another story.
Read it.
This is product possibly going too far. Wrangler jeans.
Mm-hmm.
Is coming out with a new line of jeans.
It's what Willie Nelson wears. He used to do Wrangler commercials.
Did he?
Yeah.
I don't know if he would wear these. He might, depending on how his skin is. They're coming out with hydrating jeans. Moisturizing jeans. Lots of jokes, possibly, about self-moisturizing pants.
Let me tell you something. All the women I've dated, they never need them.
They don't need them.
Not once. Not when they're with me. They tend to...
Until you start talking.
Shut up.
Yeah, Wrangler is launching... This is in Vogue.
Wrangler.
This is in Vogue UK. Wrangler will launch the first pair of moisturizing jeans.
I'll buy it. I'll buy it. My fucking legs are so scaly and hairy right there now for cold weather. Oh, yeah. I would love a pair.
You hear that, ladies? These are high-performance skincare ingredients that they work into your legs to protect them, or they work into the pants to protect them from the dehydrating effects of denim. Maybe that's it. Maybe your jeans are...
Oh, yeah. Or what? You're saying I have bad jeans?
Your jeans are dehydrating your legs.
Damn, think about that for a second. Could you imagine if you're some little kid in Bangladesh and you're getting 2 cents a day to sew jeans for people who... Legs, they might be a little dry. So you know what we're going to do? We're going to have a time lotion release in legs for these poor, pampered, rich, white right. fuckers. Meanwhile, I just ate a bean.
Yeah, and I'm 6 years old, and I need windshield wipers on my eyes to keep the flies off.
I'd like to ask Cornel West how he fucking feels about that. We do live in a fucked up world, man.
These are called the denim spa jeans.
Well, they're disgusting. It really is. It really is the height of just...
Priced at 85 pounds, so that's like 130, 140 bucks each.
What?
Jesus. But listen to this bullshit. You're absolutely right. The effects of the ingredients last 15 days. So you buy these jeans. You're probably not supposed to wash them. I mean, you don't want to wash all that shit out.
But then
you can buy, get this, you can buy a reload spray.
I got one of those. I have my reload sprays ready.
Yeah. I don't need to buy it.
Yeah.
It's a self-charging reload.
Yeah. It's going off too much. My reload spray.
And they say the formula lasts between 65 to 95 wears.
Does it come pineapple flavored?
You're right.
This is the most insane story you've ever fucking read. A reload spray? How do you reload it into your fucking jeans?
You just spray the shit out. You spray the shit out of the jeans.
What? You just coat your jeans?
Why don't you just put on some lotion before you put your jeans on?
Why don't you just fuck yourself? Seriously. Go fuck yourself if you... People that wear Wrangler jeans that I've people work in the what working man is gonna buy a what guy at a ranch is gonna be like, oh honey, give me them Wranglers with the self lubricating brake. Like, fuck, that's disgusting. I don't need self. That's not. Listen, that is that's insane.
It is.
God, could you imagine Willie Nelson advertising those? Them extra long concerts. Yeah, when my legs get too dry.
When I don't like to wear underwear, so when my balls are chafing, I love to have the extra lube.
Fourth encore of all
the
road
crotch
again.
Of my denim spa jeans.
I start to chafe.
keeps the denim from drying out my asshole.
How gross. Imagine if one of your friends had those jeans on and you ran into it, got fucking greasy.
The fuck is happening?
I don't want to go to some comedy show.
You keep dogs and kids from sitting on your lap, though. It's look. Slip, bang.
Uncle Pat's got them goddamn lubricated jeans on. Yeah. Don't sit on his lap. It's creepy.
Oh, baby, you are so wet. No, it's my jeans. Yeah, it's my jeans. You're gross.
It's lubridenums.
Yeah.
So gross. Your KY jelly jeans.
So that actually happened.
Wow, that's fucked up.
I got one more story.
What is it?
In preparation in Brazil.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of preparations for the World Cup is going to be in Brazil this year, or in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
So next year, the World Cup is going to be in Brazil, and all across the country, according to... Mother Nature Network.
Yeah.
MNN.com.
Oh, it's my favorite.
And CNN is also reporting.
MMN, CNN.
That free English classes are being offered in several Brazilian cities. And women are lining up.
Why?
To pick up these English classes. They're being offered by the Association of Prostitution.
That's brilliant.
So all the Brazilian hookers are taking English classes so that they know enough English to say,
so
where do you want me to shit on you?
That's so dangerous.
In English.
I love Brazilian women. I do. We have Brazilian many on besthotgirlspicks.com. Yeah. Just search in the box Brazilian. You'll come up with a few. Wow.
And we want to thank the Brazilian for also helping kill lice.
Yeah. Was that that story?
No, that's the last. The last podcast. Brazilian lice. So, yeah, according to CNN, prostitutes in the Brazilian city of Belo Horizonte have been lining up for free English classes.
They're conjugating a verb.
They think they're getting at least 300 women from the prostitution business, which is legal in Brazil, by the way.
Prostitution
is legal in Brazil.
Gosh, I mean, all the pervy motherfuckers on their way over there right now. I think that's a great idea. I mean, geez.
So they're getting ready for everybody traveling for the soccer.
Right. The World Cup match.
And since English is the world language of commerce.
Two girls World Cup.
Grass.
Damn grass.
That's that guy. Check out the Gerbil News. I'm going to have to crank out a new Gerbil News pretty soon.
Yeah.
Well, that's all I got for stories this week. Or not this week. We're going twice a week now. That's all I got for stories this time.
I just wanted to give a shout out to Prophet69, who is following Best Hot Girls Picks on Tumblr.
We have a lot of fascinating followers on our Best Hot Girls Picks Tumblr.
Oh, some sauce.
So, check out besthotgirlspicks.com. Go to crabdiving.com.
Blonde Anal Addicted is now following Best Hot Girls Picks on Tumblr.
Blonde Anal Addicted is following us. If you're going to buy anything anywhere that you can buy online,
go buy a pair of self-lubricating Levi's on.
If you can go to crabdiving.com and click on the Amazon banner that's there. Anything you buy, we get a little kickback, we get a little taste. That's really cool. Helps keep us in beer and other substances. Anyway, check us out on Tumblr. Check out our besthotgirlspicks.com Tumblr and Twitter and Facebook. Go to our Facebook, like it, please. We're trying to increase the likes on our Facebook page, so we'd like our fucking page. So thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you in a few days. Until then, peace out.
Go fuck yourself.